There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent to questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you're not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We're going to be continuing our journey through the gospel according to John. And so for that journey, I just want to make sure that you each have an opportunity to follow along as we read. So if you didn't get a little New Testament as you walked in, you're welcome to grab one at this time if you'd like one. Skip can get you one if you're not sure where they're at, if you want to raise your hand. Or you can follow along in one of the Bibles at the ends of the pews if you'd like to do that. But I just want to make sure that as we're reading through these different passages of John, you can kind of see those with your own eyes. I always tell my students in middle school that when they're trying to remember something, that they've got to use all their senses, their eyes and their ears and repeats and all kinds of things. So I want us as a congregation to really read through the Gospel of John. Perhaps you haven't done that in a while. It's not the easiest of Gospels to read, and so I'd just like to challenge you to do that. Now, we read through just now about two-thirds of chapter 1 last week and this week, and there's one-third left. So before we even start this morning, I want to give you your homework assignment for next week. And that is, I want you to read the rest of chapter 1 of John. So if I was in school, I would say it's not that long. It's less than a page. You can do it. So just take that upon yourself as your sort of challenge this week to read the rest of chapter 1 of John. So you might have heard this story before, but Sam and Ollie decided to go on ice fishing. And they're driving across the frozen lake, and the truck goes through the water. Well, Ole was driving, and he swam to the top and climbed out on the lake, and he's sitting up there waiting for Sven. And Sven, see, he'd been in the back of the truck holding the ice saws on, and so Ole just couldn't figure out what was taking Sven so long. He was starting to get real worried, and he started thinking, "Oh, I'm going to have to go tell Olga, and this is just really bad." And sure enough, Sven
silliness. Here in Minnesota, you know, we tell those jokes and we have those stories about ice fishing and we talk about the rivers and the lakes, and every morning you probably see that big lake out there. 10% of the world's fresh water right there in that big lake. It's amazing how water surrounds us all the time. This morning, the story that we get from the Gospel of John is about baptism, Jesus' baptism.
Promise that
God's Holy Spirit will live in you. It's up to you to listen for him. It's up to you to say, God, this morning, today, the rest of my day, I'm going to be open to the Holy Spirit working in my heart. I'm going to be open to that voice within me that you've implanted in me to put me in tune with how you want to use me today. So he promises to send us the Spirit. And then you might recall Mark's Gospel. In fact, let's turn there right now if you've got your Bibles. We're going to leave John for a second, and I want you to just go to the beginning of the Gospel according to Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And Mark's the shortest Gospel, so if you miss it, you get back to Matthew. That's understandable. And look at what happens here. John is preaching at the beginning of Mark's Gospel as well. And I just want you to look at verse 11, Mark chapter 1, verse 11. This is immediately after the Spirit descends upon him from a dove, like a dove. Mark says, "Then a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" We're given this promise as well. In baptism, we're being told God promises to adopt you as his son, as his daughter, and as his heir. That's what the Apostle Paul talks about in the book of Galatians, that we're being adopted as God's heirs. That's why we can trust in him at the end of this life. That we have a house not built with human hands in the midst. So baptism gives us three promises. It's going to take away your sins. You don't have to be ruled by sin anymore. It gives us the promise of the Holy Spirit. And it gives us the promise of adoption as heirs and eternal life in him. Title of our sermon this morning was Commission. And so I want to go back to John. And in John, notice what happens in the beginning of this story of Jesus' baptism in John. It starts with the Jewish leaders in verse 19 of John 1. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem, my Bible says, to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed, "Well, I'm not the Christ." Sometimes I think it's difficult for us to confess what we're all about. I think that just as Jesus is being commissioned after his baptism, we're being commissioned as well. But we've got to get our story straight. And John had his story straight. He started by saying, "Well, I'm not the Christ." And they said, "Well, then, who are you?" And you'll notice the different characters that they asked him. They said, "Well, are you Elijah?" See, in the Old Testament, Elijah had gone up in a whirlwind. Remember the reading the colleague read? And so he didn't die. And there was this idea that Elijah would come back, be reincarnated, before the Messiah were to appear. And John's saying, "Well, no, I'm not Elijah, at least not in the way that you think Elijah's going to come back." To this day, John the Baptist, and he's, you know, he's a pretty interesting looking character. He's dressed in hides and kind of rough out there. I think about 1980s rock bands. Remember how they all dressed sort of crazy so that, you know, people would know who they were? Okay, well, you might think that that's what John's doing. That's not what he's doing. It's not about him. It's about the one that's going to come after him. And then he says this riddle. It's about the one that's coming after me who was really here before me. It's about that one. Get your story straight. We're here to serve, but not for ourselves. Not to draw attention and glory to ourselves, but to draw attention and glory to the one who sends us. Not because we're Elijah. Not because we're reincarnated. Not because we are someone bigger than who we were created to be. Because Tina's to serve as Tina. Tina's not to serve as maybe her mother served, or her grandmother served. Dave is here to be Dave, and not to be somebody else. Maybe some famous musician that he looks up to. That's not who Dave is to be. Dave is to be Dave. Just like John the Baptist wasn't to be Elijah, he was to be John the Baptist. The prophet. Sometimes we have the idea that if we aren't careful, that we're pretty smart. But we should always be checking that those thoughts in Scripture with the body of Christ and be living in communion. Now that's why the church, I think, sometimes is so fractured. Is because people have the idea that they've got it all figured out. They know exactly what the Bible says and why it says it, and you can open up any passage and they know. But John says, I'm not a prophet. I don't know more than Moses. I'm going to point to the ones coming after. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I invite you this morning to live lives like John the Baptist. To live lives where you're pointing to the one who sent you. Where you're living in your baptism. You're living in the promise, but you're not trying to be somebody who you're not. You're not trying to be bigger than who you are. And you're always pointing to him who sent you. So, with that in mind, Ole and Lena operated the cafe. They put a sign on the door that said, please don't criticize the coffee. Someday you may be old and weak too.